Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Caron Rose.
Thank you to everybody tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And as usual, it is me, your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Rose. So DJ, you gotta fade us all the way out so we can talk to the people. This is December 8th, 2022, episode number 113. Inching closer to my birthday. Woohoo! Should we drop it? Nah, I'm not going to drop an episode on my birthday. I think December, if you guys are wondering, my birthday is December 10th. So feel free to reach out, you know. Birthday greetings, you know. If you see me in the streets, you know, feel free to grab me a beverage or purchase me a beverage of your choice. I have no idea what I'm going to do for my birthday as yet. I might really just try to organize a massage and just relax. I don't plan on doing too much. Maybe just do a massage, eat some good food, and relax. And I think I might call it a day. I think there's a football game. I think there's a World Cup match. So I might just take that in. Massage, football game, eat some good food, drink a beverage. And yeah, that's year number 36. We will kick off level 36 like that. Who knows what other trouble we might get into? Who knows? We'll figure it out. But anywho. So, recently, 4 days ago, we had the opportunity to go on the Now Morning Show on TTT's network. And we were able to speak with Kimberly D'Souza and J. Ron Rockus Remy on e-commerce for businesses and how e-commerce can help the businesses across the Caribbean and, you know, some of the nuances with e-commerce. And then we also got into a bit of monetization for content creators and influencers and what monetization looks like for them. And it was a really good interview. I think it was 15 minutes. It was, you know, we discussed a good bit within that time period. And naturally, you know, a lot of people never get to the opportunity to catch the interviews live. I mean, if you did, great, shout outs to you. But everybody always asks for the replay, right? So we finally got the video yesterday. We posted the video on social media. But, you know, even with video, remember, everybody consumes content differently. And you have the Digipreneur FM podcast family who, you know, for the most part, love audio content, right? So I am going to make the interview available for you guys and gals right here. We have pulled the audio from the video clip and we're going to be turning this into a episode featuring the interview that I did on TTT's Now Morning Show. Now, before I get into the episode, right, while I was, you know, while I got the video yesterday, and like I said, everybody consumes content differently. Content gets discovered very differently across different channels and different mediums. And you have to know how to be able to take that one piece of content and distributed it multiple ways so that people can consume it differently, but then it also gets found differently because, you know, every distribution channel that we have is a different audience. So, you know, people get a piece of content and they post it on TikTok or they post it on Instagram or they post it on LinkedIn, and all of those social media platforms operate in a silo. They don't talk to each other, right? Outside of Instagram and Facebook. These platforms don't talk to each other. So what happens on those platforms stays on those platforms. But that, again, that's just one platform. And the awareness of your content will only happen on that one platform. So you need to learn, how do we take a piece of content and how do we turn it into, you know, different formats for the different types of audience members that consume content differently? How do we take a piece of content and turn it into written format for those who want to read the content? How do we turn it into, you know, the audio content if the content is a video? So written, audio, video, if you can take a piece of content and turn it into those three types, great. And then if you learn, how do we put it across social media? How do we turn it into, you know, a post on your website, YouTube? Like, again, different channels. So when you figure out how to take a piece of content and distribute it differently across multiple channels and in different formats, you're going to be able to get, you know, maximum reach on that one piece of content. So yesterday I took people yesterday I took people behind the scenes and just kind of showed people, like, you know, what I was doing with this one piece of content. So we got the video from TTT. The video is on TTT's website, right? Now, if anyone Googles, you know, they're going to see it come up on TTT's website. But remember, I want to bring traffic back to my platforms as well. So I got the video, I uploaded it to my YouTube channel. I made a post on my website with a write-up and I timestamped it so people can go to specific parts of the video to get whatever information they're looking for. So there's that added benefit when you're reading it from my website. So now that video is embedded on my website, we do our SEO optimizations. That way, when people jump on Google search, they can find that piece of content, whether it show up from YouTube, whether it shows up from TTT's website, but now it could also show up on my website. So you have three different platforms that this piece of content is showing up for, right? Then, again, we had the write-up so people can kind of read through, you know, what was kind of going on with the interview podcast. We obviously distributed across all of our social media platforms because, again, every single social media platform is its own audience, right? And what happens on those platforms stays on those platforms. And then today, you know, we've ripped the audio from the video and we've turned it into a podcast episode, right? So again, all of these channels have different audiences and they cater to different people's needs and allow them to consume the content differently. So I encourage everybody to learn how to do this, right? Learn how you can take that one piece of content and learn the different distribution channels that you have access to and learn how to turn a piece of content into different formats. That's going to allow you to get the maximum reach for your content. I always remind people that the following count, you know, how many followers you have on a social media platform means nothing if you know how to get your content out there on maximum reach. And then over time, when you build that audience, it's just going to compound, right? But learning how to take your one piece of content and turn it into multiple formats across multiple channels to get maximum reach, that's how you're going to be able to grow your brand and not having to really worry so much about, you know, how many followers you're getting on one particular social media platform. Because trust and believe, when you learn how to do this, it's going to be one of the greatest things that you have learned. I know for me, even now, like, I don't have, outside of like TikTok, where I have 18,000 followers on TikTok. LinkedIn, I have like 9,500 followers, whatever. You know, those numbers are relatively low in the grand scheme of things, right? However, because I've just learned how to maximize the reach on all of my content, I've been able to build a very large digital footprint, you know? So that's one thing I wanted to just kind of point out and get people thinking about. Think about how you can take that one form of content that you spent all this time, you know, putting your energy and effort into, and how do you turn it into multiple pieces of content across multiple channels so you can get the maximum reach for that content? All right, so I just wanted to say that just because it was on my mind, and again, we were taking the interview from TTT. And again, and look where it all started from, right? Look where this all started from. This TTT interview was on TV. So we got the TV audience, right? We got the TV audience. Then we got the YouTube audience. We got social media audience. We got an audience from TTT's website, my website, YouTube. And now it's turning into a podcast episode. So again, just keep that in mind. Like there's with all of these different channels, is different audiences. It's going to get consumed differently. And if you could figure out, you know, how to get content across multiple channels, then you're going to be doing really, really well and maximizing your efforts. And then when you build that larger following, again, it's just going to compound over time. Anyways, that's enough ramble from me. Let's get into the interview. The interview is exactly 16 minutes. So this is going to be one of our shorter episodes. All right. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is helping Caribbean businesses get started with e-commerce. This is on TTT's Now Morning Show with Kimberly D'Souza, J-Ron, Rockus Remy, and myself, Karen Rose. Let's get to it.
Now, the COVID-19 pandemic brought to the fore the importance of having a digital presence in an online world, particularly for entrepreneurs. One digipreneur has been encouraging more businesses to get online and have been giving tips on how they can monetize their platform. His name is Karen Rose, a digital strategist and speaker, and he joins us this morning to talk more about it. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Kimberly. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me.
Now, I know I'm in capable hands, but our viewers may not know that I'm in capable hands. So tell me a bit about yourself. Digital strategist, what is that?
So basically, I work with Caribbean entrepreneurs across the region and diaspora and helping them take their businesses online and monetizing their platform so that they can participate in the global economy. We don't just want to make money in Trinidad now. We want to be able to tap into different markets around the world so that we can make money.
Yeah. How can we do that? Is it as simple as saying, I am going to take my phone, I'm going to create content, I'm going to post it, and hopefully a company would contact me to work with them?
I mean, that's one piece of the pie. I try to get people started who already have a business, who may not be online, but now we can, you know, build a website around them. Now we can learn how do we use social media to get clients, attract them from anywhere in the world, and then what mechanisms and tools do we need to put in place so that people around the world can pay us, right? If you are somebody who is a content creator and you are putting out content, yes, you can attract brands to pay you, and then there's a list of other ways that you can start to make money leveraging your platform.
All right, so we're doing influencers separate. I'm going back to businesses.
Yes.
I have a shoe store. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to sell these shoes, not just locally, but internationally. How can you help me?
All right, so first thing I will say is that we have a misconception that if we have social media alone, that's it. However, all social media platforms, regardless of what it is, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, none of those platforms have given the Caribbean region any of the e-commerce tools. So while you can build a community, you can't actually use any of the e-commerce tools that they give you in the other markets. What does that mean? If I'm on Facebook and I'm in the US market, I can create a Facebook store, list my products, and all of the payments happen directly on Facebook without having to go anywhere else. In the Caribbean, we need to have a website. Mm-hmm. We need to redirect people to our website so that even if they see our products on social media, they go to our website, they can add to cart and pay. If you only have social media, and I'm sure this has happened to you, you would have to DM the business. And who knows when the business responds, right?
Yes.
Who knows when? And by the time they do, we might have already ordered it from Amazon and it's already delivered before the business responds to us.
Interesting. So we are sending people to our website, but some people may think that a website is so expensive. So I'm wondering about the cost factor of doing something like that.
Yes, love it. You can have a website done. It's not the same cost as it was before. When I got started with my first business, Droid Island, which was a smartphone store, it cost me about 450 TT dollars to build a website on my own. Mm. Yes, I had to learn how to do it, but I went to YouTube University, read a couple of books, and I was able to read guides to help me put together my own website. So the cost is not what it used to be before. You can get a website done on the cheap if you learn how to do it yourself.
Yeah. Now, when we talk about monetizing it, so we're sending people from our social media, Facebook, Instagram, to this website. Mm-hmm. Is it something that is built in the system where you get paid, or how do you access that cash?
Yeah. So there's, I mean, there's both, right? So YouTube right now is the only, and I don't classify YouTube as a social media platform. It's a search engine, but it is also a platform that has social media features. Right. Yeah. YouTube gives us monetization throughout the Caribbean. So if you have a YouTube channel and you're building your platform, we can get paid US dollars. Google cuts you a check that they send to your house, or they do direct deposit. Mm. All the other social media platforms, all of the monetization methods are not accessible to us. So we have to now figure out how do we do external monetization. That could be in the form of a brand deal, which is what most people try to run after, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then that's just one way. That's just one source of income. What about selling a product, right? So when I had Droid Island, I was creating content around phones, educating. The brand deals came, yes. Yeah. But then I was selling products. I was able to monetize off of my website. So my website also had something called Google AdSense, which is another way that Google pays out creators. Mm. Then people started to book me to speak, got paid through there. I was also able to take my knowledge and turn it into workshops with some of the biggest companies across the region. That's another way to make money. So that one brand, Droid Island, had multiple ways to make money outside of just brand deals.
Yeah.
That's what monetization is.
But from that website, does it go to a direct deposit account, or how does it work?
All right, so let's just say if I'm selling a product on my website, right? There are different tools or services that I can use that process those payments online, where they take the money from people's credit card or these new Visa debit cards that they're giving out.
Yes.
And then the money goes into our bank account. So one of those services is WePay. WePay is something I use on my website. Once someone adds a product to cart they purchase, WePay processes the payment. Mm-hmm. It goes into my WePay wallet, and I have to connect or provide my banking information to WePay, and then WePay deposits the money into my account. You also have every single bank. Each bank has their own e-commerce services. So whoever you bank with, you can go to them and ask them for their e-commerce services. They can set you up, and those features can connect to your website. The bank even has its own services that you could use if you do not have a website, where you can use their services and provide payment links or payment buttons that you could send out across social media. And then people can click on those links. It'll pop up a form showing people what the product is. It'll take the money from their person's Visa debit card or credit card and then deposit it to your account.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So now let's look at influencers.
Yes.
One of the things I hear a lot of people think about, and not just for influencers, but one of the things they complain about is, how do I create content? I think people, they start off so good. It's always on a high, and then they run out of steam very easily.
Yeah.
How do you keep that momentum and keep pushing out that content to attract your audience?
Right. So I look at it like two ways, right? As a business owner in my niche, I have decided to pick a niche. So it started off with smartphones, and now I've got into digital strategy, right? Mm-hmm. So I've always been in a niche. I've learned a skill called market research, where we can actually extract all the data that Google and Bing and any of the search engines collect on all of us, and we can extract that information around our niche. And all that data that we see, we can now turn into content. So if people are asking over 9 billion things on Google a day, we would never run out of content, because every single question we can turn into content. Now, if you are a content creator who is creating general content, you're creating skits, you're trying to make comedy, it's easy to get burnout, because you gotta be funny every single day, and you gotta post 3-4 times to build some steam every single day. That's how people get burnt out, right? So if you're only doing that, you run into problems down the line. It's easy to fizzle out, because again, you have to be creative. Versus as a business owner within a niche, or if anybody decides to niche down, For me, content creation comes easy because I'm always looking at data and seeing exactly what problem do I want to solve for the people in my niche, and I just turn it into content.
Karen, when you said extracting data, I was wondering about the legality of it. How do you get this information legally to be able to create that content?
Right, a lovely question. So everybody uses Google.
Right.
Everybody uses Bing. Every single thing that you sign into is collecting data on you. As a digital strategist, it's our job to use all of the tools and platforms that are available to us, and we use the tools that they provide us. So I can use Google tools that they give us as business owners to look at all of that data that it's collecting on everybody.
Right.
So I'll give you an example. There is a service called Google Business. If you search for a business, you're probably gonna see the business on the map. You'll see the contact, the phone number, see some pictures. That is a tool that Google gives to business that they can use for free to show up on Google, right? And then if they look at their insights, they're gonna be able to see how many people call them every week, what time of the day they call, how much foot traffic are coming into your store, because guess what? How many times have you seen you leave a restaurant and you get an email from Google? How was your stay
experience?
How was your experience? That's all the data that Google is collecting on you that business owners have access to, that they can now turn into a strategy or turn into content.
I have to pause for a minute there because it's a bit scary. I mean, I don't want to be a Luddite and you know, shy away from technology, but I'm just saying it is. It's kind of scary when you think about it.
In terms of market research and content, right? If you go on Google search right now and you type in something like, just type in a word like pancakes, Google search gives you data right then and there. Whatever word you type in, it's going to show you a auto-suggested list of the top things people in your country have searched for in the last 7 days with that word in it. So you might see things like pancakes near me, how to make eggless pancakes, gluten-free pancakes. Those are all data points that Google is showing you that other people in your country have searched for. So as a business owner, I could type in a word on Google search without any fancy tool and get data, and I could turn that into content.
And then after I type in pancakes, if I type in skateboarding, I'm still going to see ads for pancakes. Because I would have left my footprints, right?
Exactly. So all of those things business owners have access to be able to utilize in. So what you're talking about is called retargeting.
Right?
So I could search for something. I go on somebody's website. Their tracking pixel tracks me. And there's different types of pixels. So there's a Facebook pixel, there's a Google pixel, Twitter pixel. And we can use these things. And basically what that will do is, let's just say you visit my website and those pixels tag you. I can now go on Facebook and say, hey, Facebook, I want to create a new audience. Look at all of the people that came to my website that were tagged with the pixel.
Right.
Match up that pixel information to their profile on Facebook, and I can now retarget them on Facebook.
Karen, who has access to this data? So what is the criteria for accessing this data? I'm very concerned. I'm very, very concerned.
You know what? How many times have you visited a website?
Right.
A pop-up comes up. It says, blah, 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 cookies, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And you say accept. You've just given
makes sense.
You've just given access.
Yes.
For the pixels to do what they got to do.
Wow.
Yes. So now you'll have more people who are clicking on the settings of the cookies and now declining everything and turning it off. But here's the thing, right? As a millennial, I don't mind ads. As a matter of fact, I don't mind my data being used as long as it benefits me. There's been so many times as simple as this where I've said out loud, hey, Zuckerberg, I need a garbage removal service. And the bam.
You see an ad for it.
I see an ad for it.
Yeah.
You have helped me. If you're using my data to help me live better and be better, no problem. If you don't want to participate, make sure that you're turning off all of the cookies that you see coming up. But I don't mind my data being used to help me navigate the internet better, navigate my life better, because a lot of the stuff I see, once it's targeted correctly, I don't mind because I need it. However, it's the random stuff that I see where business owners might not understand how to use these platforms properly. So they're just kind of targeting and marketing to everybody where it doesn't really work out.
Yeah. And so as you said that, mm-hmm. for a business who is listening, a business owner listening, no. Can I just jump in and create a website? Or I need to, as you were saying, find that niche. Like, is there a line? So first thing is I find the niche. Second thing is I go to Facebook. Or second thing is I do the website. How do you know, or what is the step-by-step process you would advise?
Yeah. So for me, I will always tell everybody, you want to have a website. That is your digital home. That is the one place that you control. Because how many times have we seen influencers, even companies, some of the biggest companies in Trinidad and Tobago have gotten their accounts suspended and removed off of social media? We don't own social media. So if we post something and the platforms don't like it, they can remove it. Yeah. Your website is the one place that you have 100% control over. If something happens, if something goes down on social media, you still have a way to communicate. Your website, when set up correctly, is a living, breathing organism. It actually collects a lot of data for you on your audience and demographics so that you can make better business decisions as well. The data that we get on social media is nothing. They keep all the good data. We get nothing, right? But your website, when set up, can collect a lot of good data. And then the most important thing is, if you are a business, we can't sell on social media outside of DMs and exchanging DMs. We have to retarget, we have to push people to our website in order for them to be able to make the purchases. And the reason why you want to have that website is because if I were to ask you right now, how do you do your shopping? What time of the day do you do your shopping? Mm-hmm. Usually it's in the evening or early morning, right? How many of those times are businesses open? They're usually not. So if you do not have a website, then that means you're only limited to that window of 9 to 5 when you're open for people to conduct business with you. You're limiting your sales, you're limiting how much money you can make. But when you have a website, when you learn how to install the e-commerce tools, like a WePay or the bank solutions, people can now conduct business with you at any time of the day from anywhere in the world.
And final question, Karen, can anything be sold online? Product, service, anything at all?
Yes, any and everything can be sold online, whether it's products. So I started off selling products, it was phones. Now I sell my services online, and you can get clients from anywhere in the world. So people, I've had clients in Australia, and I could send them a digital invoice. Mm-hmm. They pay me with their credit cards. I have clients around the region. So you can sell products or services online to anywhere in the world. And we have those tools where we can get paid in either TT dollars, or if we want to keep it in US, we can keep it in US and put that in the bank. Getting it out, a different story.
And we're going to have to bring you back in, because I know you have some stories to tell that we can definitely learn from.
Anytime you're ready.
Karen, it was a pleasure having you on the show this morning. I hope that our audience, especially those entrepreneurs, those digipreneurs, I hope that they were listening and that they can go and start their online business.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Great conversation.
And that was Karen Rose, a digital strategist, a digipreneur, just telling us how we can get online and also how we can monetize those platforms. You're on the Now Morning Show. We're going to take a break and be right back. Stay with us.
So, I hope you enjoyed the interview. I hope there was some gems that you guys were able to pick out of the interview. It was a really good one, right? So, that's it. It's a very short episode for today's episode, all right? So, if you guys enjoy the Digipreneur FM podcast and you're tuning in from, you know, the Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, please rate the podcast. Drop a rating on the podcast. The ratings help continue to grow the Digipreneur FM podcast all across the world. And if you really enjoyed the podcast, please leave a review. The reviews help keep me on my toes. It helps me see exactly how we are doing, ensuring that we are giving you the value that you want. And then feel free to drop your reviews and let me know what type of content you guys want to see in 2023. The podcast has done really, really well for 2022. And the next episode, I'm going to talk to you guys about, you know, the Spotify Wrapped. Spotify gives you guys like a whole wrap up of how your podcast performed over the years. And I'm going to go through it and kind of just break down, you know, what that Spotify Wrapped looked like, and talk a bit more about podcasting on the whole. So you guys, if you guys are interested in starting your own podcast, you guys can kind of have an idea as to, you know, what to look forward to. And yeah, just again, just using my own experiences so you guys can pick sense out of nonsense and take what you need and dash away the rest. All right. If you are not following me on social media, please do go check out Keron Rose, KeronRose, on all social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. I will always let you guys know that I am most active on LinkedIn. And if you guys want a lot of my behind the scenes, I give a lot of, you know, free gems and just behind the scenes look, usually through my Instagram stories. So Instagram stories are one of my favorite places because, again, I just get to show you guys a lot of the behind the scenes day by day in building this brand and building this business and just all the other things that I do. All right. That is it from me today, folks. Happy Thursday. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. Remember, it's my birthday on Saturday, so if you guys see me in the streets, feel free to purchase a beverage for your boy. All right, man, that's it from me. Everybody, take care.
You've been listening to the Digiboss, Keron Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the Digiboss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Keron Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.